The first time Jesus speaks of the mustard seed is earlier in Luke, when he compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed, a relatively small seed, but grows large and becomes a nesting place for birds. This is the second time Jesus talks about faith as a mustard seed. Here, the context is forgiveness. Forgiving an offender who wrongs us 7 times a day and comes to repent each time, Jesus says we must forgive. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we must offer our forgiveness. Increase our faith, the disciples cry. Help us understand why. Help us know how. Their response to this charge, to forgive over and over again, is refreshingly honest about how difficult it is to do so. They will not just have a hard time believing God expects us to be so forgiving. It will be impossible. Jesus leaves us no other way out but the gift of forgiveness. There's no other option but to forgive when we're wronged and the offender repents. And Jesus acknowledges that it is not easy. In fact, he describes it as a miracle of God. We just need to believe and trust a little. We need that small but mighty gift of faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We inch toward God's promise of forgiveness by faith in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit takes us the whole mile, Jesus says. We are what the word forgiveness means. We are loosed, set free from the bondage of sin. We have the joy of forgiveness to celebrate, not just in our lives, but in the lives of those around us. Last week, the family members made impact statements in the fatal shooting of their son and brother, Botham Jean, in Dallas, Texas. Botham was shot to death by an off-duty police officer in his own apartment. Amber Geiger, the off-duty police officer, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Botham's brother, Brant, in his impact statement, looked at the woman dead in the eye, the one who killed his brother, and tenderly told her that he forgives her. He loves her and only wants what is best for her. Brant challenged her to give her life to Jesus and discover that same forgiveness for herself that will transform her life. Brant almost quotes our scripture word for word this morning, certainly the sense of it. He says, if you are truly sorry, I know I can speak for myself. I forgive you. Just as Jesus says in our text, be on guard. If another disciple sins, you must rebuke the offender. And if there is repentance, you must forgive. Brant asked the judge repeatedly if he could stand up and hug the killer of his brother. Amber quickly enters his embrace. She sobs loudly and seems to bury her face and her shame and her guilt into the forgiving arms of this wounded brother and grieving brother. Later, Botham's mother speaks publicly. And it seems like a very different message. But it's not. She is not just calling Amber Geiger to repentance and rebuking her. She's calling the Dallas Police Department and the city of Dallas also to repentance. But there is still that same desire in her heart, the heart of a Christian, for life transformation. And not just the individual life of the offender, but community transformation, citywide transformation, national transformation by the forgiveness and blood of Jesus. She says, forgiveness for us as Christians is healing. But there are consequences. She lost a son. Brant lost his brother. Botham lost his life. The off-duty police officer, Amber, lost her career and her freedom for 10 years. Both mother and son have faith that can uproot sin and drown it into the sea of God's forgiveness and mercy. The mustard seed of faith for the mother is that the tragic death of her son will not be in vain, but will be used to uproot corruption and the abuse of power. The mustard seed of faith for the brother is whatever it was that would cause an individual to do such an evil thing, even unwittingly, that evil would be uprooted by the power of God in the individual's life. Both want forgiveness. Both want justice. Both want that evil that has been rooted deeply in the lives of people and institutions to be miraculously removed and drowned in holy baptism, the Holy Spirit's cleansing and renewing, like that mulberry tree tossed into the sea. That is what Jesus challenges you and me to do, to believe the gospel, not just for ourselves, but for others. That's what forgiveness is. Just as God has forgiven us by the blood and death of his eternal Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, just as we are declared righteous by the resurrection of Christ, so we believe that others can experience that same forgiveness and life transformation. Later in the service, we will confess the Apostles' Creed together. We will say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. Do we? Jesus' words challenge us. Do we understand truly the connection between the repeated offenses that others make against us and our repeated offenses toward God? Day after day, night after night, that God can break the power of canceled sin? Later we'll pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Well, do we believe that? Do we understand the connection between the forgiveness we receive and enjoy and the forgiveness God calls us to offer to others? That forgiveness can be distinguished, but it cannot be separated, especially by Jesus' prayer. And so Jesus says, it is our duty as believers to forgive. We have only done what we have been commanded to do. We don't need applause. We do not need commendation. We've only done what we ought to do, which is to forgive. Jesus' words should cause us to ask ourselves, do we have the audacity to believe that just a little bit, that God can transform the hearts of individuals for whom sin is so deeply rooted in their lives? Do we have the audacity to believe that just a little bit, that God can release us from the captivity of sin, guilt, and shame that has been so deeply rooted in our lives? Jesus says we're just doing what we're told when we forgive. Dothan's mother and brother remind us of the power of that obedience, the power of forgiveness, true release from the power of sin, because that is who we are, those who are set free. That is who we are forgiven to be, forgiving, merciful, and loving. It's a miracle, Jesus tells us. Like commanding trees to be uprooted and planted in the sea, we believe that God can do the miracle of forgiveness in us and through us. The devil will release his captives. Evil will let go its stranglehold in our lives. It will let go of the stranglehold of those perpetrators around us and abusers of power. And we have the privilege as Christians, as God's people, in doing the miracle of forgiveness, receiving it in us, and seeing God do it through us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.